الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين من أقامها فقد أقام الدين ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected علماء الكرام brothers and elders The very crucial aspect that we always talk about and we are concerned about is what is the condition of the society, where is the society heading to. Because the kind of society that a person lives in, that's going to be the effect and impact on himself also, on his family, on everything around. But the thing is that the society doesn't just fall from anywhere, the society is made up by individuals. And those individuals are made in families. When there's a family structure and the correct upbringing has been given, the correct guidance, then these individuals that come out of this background that way, where they receive the correct upbringing and guidance, then they become part of this society, this community, which becomes a very productive community, a community which keeps deen alive. So these societies are built up of these individuals, but these individuals are made up in families. And this is where the importance of this family structure comes, apart from many other things. One of the very important and basic aspects of this family structure is that it helps to make the correct tarbiyat of those little children that are growing in those homes. That will one day grow up to become productive individuals. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many lessons we learn from his life, and this is a time of the year which brings forth all his lessons, because the entire ibadat of Hajj is a reminder about the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the lessons that he and his family have left behind. So one of the very important lessons that we learn from his Mubarak life also is of family. And this lesson is so prominent in his life and in the life of his family that we are obliged to remember them daily. In our salah, at the end of the salah, we recite durood, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself taught, which is known as durood Ibrahim. So durood Ibrahim, when the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, that Allah Ta'ala himself sends blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise the malaika and the angels of Allah Ta'ala send blessings and salutations, invoke blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala commanded the ummah now, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, oh you who believe, you also send salutations and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a command of Allah Ta'ala now to the ummah. So when this command of the Quran Sharif came, the Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا كَيْفَ نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ. We have already learned how to convey salam to you, because we have learned this from you. We have learned it in the tashahud, التَّحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So how to send salam upon you, you have taught us already. But now this ayat of the Quran Sharif contains two injunctions. that invokes salah and salam. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu. So the salam you already know, but what about the salah? This durood as we call it. So Rasulullah himself on that occasion taught this durood. Qulu Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. That Ya Allah, you send your special mercies and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allah, you send these blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, just as you send these blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. So this rahmat, Ya Allah, you sent on them, and likewise you send the barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, as you sent upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this durood, durood Ibrahim, and every salah at the end in qada, after the tashahud, we recite this durood. So daily, multiple times daily, we are invoking these blessings on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. And likewise, we are remembering Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Allah Ta'ala has made this such a great lesson for us. So what is this lesson about the family that we get from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? So we understand one very important factor from the dua that he made. The Quran Sharif has preserved the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for us. And one very important aspect about any family is, what is the vision of the head of the family? What is his mindset? What is his heart and mind all about? If he has the mindset of, for example, that the most important thing in life is how to progress materially, to be able to multiply the numbers and figures. If that is his greatest concern in life, then that is what's going to now come down to that progeny, to those children and grandchildren, and if he has lived to see his great-grandchildren, it might affect them also. If he's made that his purpose of life, that's going to now filter down. If he made his purpose of life deen, and how to progress in deen, and dunya to the extent of necessity, but this is the purpose of life. How to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then this is what will filter down. So what is his primary concern in life? What is his aspiration? What is his real concern? That is what will now come down. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam projected in this dua. And when did he make this dua? This dua was made in a very ajeeb moment. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded him to leave his wife and child in a barren place, go and leave them there and go away. At that time there was nothing in Makkah Mukarramah. There was nobody living there and there was no means of survival there. There was not even any zamzam there. Zamzam came as a barakat of Ibrahim and Ismail salatu wasalam and his family. So any case, he leaves them there by the command of Allah ta'ala, and now when he is returning, he comes out of sight. And he turns to Allah Ta'ala in dua. He's just left his family in a place where there's no means of survival. He also is now leaving. And in such a, this is a crisis now. As insan, this is how we will view it. This is a crisis. And in a crisis, a person thinks of nothing but the crisis. If there's no water, a person only makes dua for water. By and large, that is the biggest concern. How he's going to now get this water from somewhere? If there's something even more severe, then that becomes the most consuming thing in his mind and heart. Ibrahim as-salam has left his wife and child. He's obviously concerned about their safety, concerned about everything like any insan is concerned. But this was Allah's command, so he was content with Allah's command. But now he turns in dua. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Ya Allah, I've left my family, my wife and this little baby. I've left them in this barren land. Totally barren. So in other words, there's nothing here that's growing that can be a means of food for them. Nothing. And there's no water here also. But Ya Allah, why I left them here in the Baytika al-Muharram, by the sacred house, the foundations of the Kaaba Sharif is still existing. Though the Kaaba Sharif itself was destroyed in the flood of the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's how it was up to that point. But Okay, Allah, I left them here, the greatest concern. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Now the background must not be forgotten, that they are going to be left alone here, he's just leaving. The little provisions they have now are going to be exhausted soon. How are they going to survive? Will they be safe? All the concerns that insan have, he might have crossed his mind too. But Allah's command, that is above everything. So ya Allah, my greatest concern now is رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Ya Allah, that they establish salah. If they establish salah in their lives, then this will become the means of every good that they want. The means of their rizq, the means of their protection, the means of that security and safety that is the biggest concern nowadays. The means of anything and everything, every khair and good of dunya and akhirat. But in what? لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Establishing salah in their lives. Not occasional performance of salah. Or performing four salah and missing one and still feeling I'm very, very pious. Whereas a person who misses one salah, that one salah that he missed also, Nabi Salaam has equated it as having lost, like a person lost all his family, all his wealth, everything in one go. And such a person is in risk of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is iqamat salah, establishing salah. And for males, adult males, it is wajib to perform the salah with jama'ah. And to come to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to perform it in the masjid. So this is his greatest concern. Now we are talking about the head of the home. And obviously the head of the home is one head. We haven't heard anywhere two heads. This is comes from some other quarters where they both are the heads of the home. The husband is also the head of the home and the wife is also the head of the home. So now there's two heads and that's why they're always at loggerheads. Because where have you ever heard it functioning, anything functions smoothly, anything functions correctly where there's two heads? One school, there's two principals. And one plane, there's two captains. You'll get a co-pilot or whatever, but you haven't heard of one plane with two captains. And we haven't heard of one country with two presidents. You might get a vice president, no problem. But everywhere else, it can only function properly with one head. But the Western lifestyle, in order to break down all the whole society and the whole system, says no, two heads in the home. Equality. So now there's equality, there's two heads, so always at loggerheads. So any case, the point is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, as the head of the home, this was his aspiration. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, they are now alone here. Now he's making dua for their security, for their comfort also, for their company. Ya Allah, you make the hearts of people yearn for them, that they want to be comfortable around them. Allah Ta'ala made that happen. As people traveled past, they wanted to now settle here. And they came and settled and this little community started building up. فَجَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهُوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Ya Allah, they have needs as well. They are insan. Ya Allah, you provide for their needs. Samarat, literally translated as fruit. But this fruit is not just fruit of what is eaten. All the needs, whether it's spiritual requirements and needs, physical nourishment and physical needs, anything that insan requires, all this is encompassed in this one word. Ya Allah, you provide all their needs for them. And why must all this be provided? Ya Allah, what must be the outcome of this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. That they become truly grateful to you. They become loyal to you. This is the essence of gratitude, to become loyal servants of Allah Ta'ala. So he started off on the note of establishing salah. That is what will become the means of all the safety, security, the means of all the rizq. And Ya Allah, the sum total of all this must be subservience to you, loyalty to you, shukr and gratitude to you. So started off on deen and finished off on the note of gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and loyalty to Allah ta'ala. Now when this is the mindset and the heart of the head of the home, then this is what now will filter across. But if the primary concern is dunya and how everybody must make it big, then they may perhaps make it big in dunya, but often then this becomes a big problem, that the person becomes far away from deen. Now the greatest concern is the best education regardless at what expense. No matter which environment, whether that environment is a Christian ethos environment, whether the child is now growing up, na'uzubillah, with already kufr lurking in the heart because of what he's saying and what he's doing, what he's getting exposed to, he's going for Bible classes and whatnot is happening. Now, doesn't matter, but where he's, how he's going to get the education if he doesn't go to these places. Doesn't matter he's learning about and taking evolution as the fact of life, na'uzubillah, whereas it's a fallacy of the highest degree. He's growing up with all this. Doesn't matter he's in an environment where now he's taking LGBT as part of life. This is something, na'uzubillah, to be accepted. He must get the right education because he needs to progress in life. So this is the progression now. The regression and the destruction is regarded as progression. Then Allah forbid our dunya and akhirat is all destroyed. So any case when the mindset and the heart of the head of the home is deen, and the concern is akhirat, because tomorrow I might not be in dunya, and tomorrow this child might not be in dunya also. I have to primarily make my akhirat and his akhirat, and the akhirat of my family. So then this is what then filters across. This is a lesson Ibrahim al-Salam is teaching us. Together with this, the very crucial aspect is that the home to function as a home in a correct manner. So one is the head of the home, but then there's the home minister as well. All got to be on the same page. Forget being on the same page nowadays. Often they're in different books. Somebody is in the book of one book and somebody is in the other book. All have to be, let alone different books on the same page, meaning in the same book at least, the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Quran Kareem. The book of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when both are on the same wavelength, on the same page, in the same thinking, same mindset, same aspiration, then you'll get the smooth running of that home. Otherwise somebody wants to travel towards Madina Munawwara, another person wants to travel towards New York. How are they going to be in the same vehicle? Because somebody's aspiration is the Western lifestyle. Somebody's aspiration is New York, not Madina Munawwara. How are they going to be in that same home? How that home is going to become a vehicle to take this family in the one direction? It's going to be torn apart between the styles of the West and the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then in the tearing apart of that home, the children get torn apart, and the whole system gets torn apart. So the whole home has to function in one direction. And there's only one direction. And that direction is the direction that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given. His Mubarak way of life. So for that, to bring everybody on, this requires that effort on the household as well. Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is effort he made, and this became very clear on the occasions when it counted most. When he's now leaving his wife and child in this barren land, and he's turning to leave. So his wife being insan, she also asks the question, are you leaving us here? Nothing to survive on. So eventually when he indicates yes, that this is a command of Allah Ta'ala, when she gets to know it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, her response is, إِذَنْ لَا يُدَيِّعَنَا. Then Allah will not allow us to perish. If that's Allah's command, we have to submit. Now this could only come if that heart was made. And now she was also on the same page, so to say. So therefore he had no issue. He had this full cooperation. But he's taking her son, her child now, to go and slaughter him. But now it is Allah's command. So she also cooperates. That's the crucial thing, that now everybody on the same page. Ibrahim al-Salam's life, we get this message. That is why we invoke blessings on them in every salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. So this is the other lesson we learn. That now how is this going to happen? This will happen when there is this ta'lim in the home. The teachings of deen are discussed, are learned, are taught. The sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being brought alive. The importance of the sunnah is discussed. And how important it is that we adhere to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the way of life of the West is the path of destruction that can never bring us any good. Akhirat is out of the question, not even in dunya. So all this has to repeatedly come across, and the targheeb in a nice manner, in a good way, encouraging one another towards deen. When this will be a constant thing, establishing salah in the home, then inshallah everybody will be moving in the same direction. Then together with that is the children. So now when the children are growing up, we have to bring them on the same page as well. If they go in a different direction, it becomes a very big problem. So the children also, Ibrahim al-Salam taught us. Allah Ta'ala gave him the command, you go ahead and slaughter that child now. So now to go and slaughter that child was no small thing. It was a very, very big thing. But Allah's command, it has to be done. There is no question of any other being anything else. No ifs and buts. But he needed to now bring that child on the same page. Because this was something extraordinary. Will he now able to take it? So Ibrahim al-Salam comes to him, and now he's engaging him. He's talking to him. He's engaging him. That inni ra'aytu fil manami anni azbahuk fandur maza tara. I have seen this dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you have to say about this? What was this all about? This was trying to make his heart and mind ready for it. That this is going to happen. It is going to happen. But where does he, how deep waters is he in? So now depending on his response, that's how we're going to have to deal with it. But mashallah, he was also already on the same page. Because this home was made. So his immediate response, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, what you have been commanded to do, go ahead. And I will cooperate. Satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. Now, he didn't come, Ibrahim al-Salam didn't just come and now give one instruction. This is what's going to happen tomorrow. Come what may, whether you like it or not, this is how it's going to be. He engaged him. He communicated with him. Unfortunately, this is one of the big problems and a very common problem in this time. And many young people sometimes when you talk to them and somebody is now involved in some wrongs, some vices, and they get sent by their parents themselves. And now when that youngster is talking and engaging, but he sees nobody talks to me at home. I'm living in my own world. Everybody is too busy on their own phones. My father walks in the home, he's already on the phone. While we're eating, he's still busy on the phone. And anything else, and if I ask for something, he sees too busy now on the phone. Sometimes my mother is also too busy on the phone. So I also got my own phone now. And I'm looking at my own things. And I'm doing my own things. So the whole communication has collapsed. And the whole communication now is non-existent illa mashallah. So as a result now, many young people find the parent unapproachable. So now they need to have some guidance to approach somebody outside on the street. Or they resort to social media. Or they're googling for some advice. And Allah knows best who's giving advice. One person googled for something on a wonderful website. Wonderful obviously in the surface. Something that looks so nice, very attractive. Wonderful website came. So he started taking advice from that website. Only much later Allah's fazal that he realized it. He picked it up. This was a Shia website. And he started taking direction from it. So this is the need that now we have to forget about all the other things. Come to the realities. Otherwise now when the child has gone far away from deen, some have Allah forbid forsaken deen, now the parent is crying tears of blood. But if the person did his, what was his requirement, what was his responsibility, then he's done what he had to do. He'll be absorbed in the court of Allah Ta'ala. But if we're too caught up on our phones, we were addicted to all kinds of things, then we are responsible. If we led the wrong example for our children, father is caught up in illicit chatting now, and the child gets to know about it. Father is having some liaisons here and there, the children get to know about it. They sometimes discuss it, how do I deal with this? I came to know my father is having an affair. What do I do about this? So now, what kind of example is being set? Ibrahim al-Salam is teaching us, we have to set the right example. Otherwise we'll be responsible also for where our children finished off. So now he's giving us this message, he's engaging that son. Just on this note of this overindulgence in the cell phone and so on, we have to set rules for ourselves, for our families at home. Certain times, cell-free time completely. Meal times, nobody will touch a phone. certain places in the home, the living room, dining room, for example, cell-free zone. No cell phone in this place. Certain times of the evening, etc., cell-free time. Nobody will touch it. This will be time for talim, some time for lightheartedness, because this all builds a bond. This helps to engage with the family, build that bond. Now they need some guidance, they'll come to their own father. They'll come to their mother. Because this became a family. And this family now can move forward as a unit. Otherwise it's just an association of convenience. All need a place to stay. They are in need of one another's help in something. Somebody has to do the cooking, somebody has to earn the living. And somebody needs that roof over their heads. It becomes an association of convenience. But everybody's living their own life. So to make it a family, it has to become a family by building that bond, by having that muhabba, by having that communication. So nevertheless, Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us this message, giving us this message, and Allah ta'ala preserved this message for us in the Quran Sharif. This is a family, and therefore we invoke these blessings. Just to finish off, a very important aspect Ibrahim alayhi salam has taught us, we just discussed one dua of his. Dua for his family as well. Ya Allah, they must become those who establish salah. They must become grateful to you. This is not the only dua Ibrahim alayhi salam made that the Quran Sharif preserved. How many duas he must have made that the Quran Sharif preserved several of them. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Another dua also again for the same. Ya Allah, you Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah, make me also somebody who establishes salah in my life. Ya Allah, my progeny as well. How often we make dua for our children, for our progeny, that they must become those who establish salah in their lives. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini lak wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. Family, ya Allah, you make us those who submit to you. And ya Allah, my progeny also, from our progeny, making dua for the iman of his progeny. Have you made dua for the children that are in front of us already, for their iman to be safe? Let alone our progeny who we don't know yet who will come. But those who are in front of us, how often we make dua for the safety of their iman. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Ya Allah, you make this place a place of peace. وَاجْنُبْنِي, Ya Allah, you save me. Who is making this dua? Ibrahim Khalilullah, the Muwahhid-e Azam. And he's making dua. Ya Allah, save me from worshipping idols. He was among the Ulul Azm min al-Rusul, the very high ranking Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he's still making dua for the safety of iman. Wajnubni wabaniya. Ya Allah, my children as well. Save them from the worship of idols. They are growing up in the home of Nubuwat with the best upbringing. And the upbringing, we saw what results it brought. But despite that, the dua for the safety of their iman never stopped. Our dua, Ya Allah, my son must have not one shop, two shops, no problem. As long as it comes in a halal way, no problem. But how often we make dua, Ya Allah, my child must grow up subservient to you. He must have the strength of iman in his heart. His heart must be filled with your muhabbat. Allah, his greatest aspiration must be akhirat. He must yearn to get closer to you. Ya Allah, make me like that as well. So dua for the dunya of our children will make, by all means. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. But more important than that is the dua for their deen. For our deen, for their deen. For our iman, for their iman. For our akhirat and their akhirat. So these are the lessons Ibrahim a.s. has given us. Allah ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq. That we too make an effort on ourselves, our families. We become conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make our greatest aspiration to get close to Allah ta'ala. Our greatest concern, the concern of our qabr, of our akhirat. And the greatest effort for the peace and comfort of the life hereafter. Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.